Hello and thank you for tuning in. We're excited to share a powerful and transformative message with you, brought to you by the Transformers Global Leadership Center. Our vision is focused on raising a new generation of Christian leaders who are called to bring about personal, national, and global transformation. Whether you're looking to deepen your faith, grow as a leader, or make an impact in your community, this message is designed to inspire and equip you to fulfill God's calling on your life. And here's the best part. You can download and listen to all our messages online. Simply visit www.transformersglobal.org and gain access to this life-changing content. You'll find practical insights and spiritual guidance that can help you step into your God-given purpose. Thank you for being part of this movement. Together, we can make a difference in the world. We look forward to walking this path with you.
Great evening, everyone. I'm happy to see all of you today. Thank you very much. So I want to welcome you. I want to welcome you to Transform Your Life Masterclass. I'm happy you are able to make it today. I'm happy you are able to join the session. I want to tell you that this is a beginning point of transformation for many of us. I believe that what we are going to go through in this conversation is going to help to, you know, bring clarity, to bring insights, to bring, you know, direction towards your success in life. In this course, part of what I hope to do is to help you, you know, discover the tools and principles and actionable strategies that will deeply transform your life from within. I'm hoping that, you know, through this journey together, okay, we will uncover, you know, your greatest life purpose, help you develop your personal leadership, build meaningful relationships, and implement effective systems that will help you achieve significant personal outcomes. So I want to, you know, welcome you to this conversation. You've taken a great step, you know, to be part of this journey, and I believe you are not going to regret being part of this. So why this course? Okay, that is the first question I wanted us to start with. Why are we doing this course? Have you wondered why your life is not moving forward? Is it a persistent thought in your mind? Do you sometimes wake up and you lack energy to move forward in life, energy to make progress, energy to, you know, to pursue the goals that are important to you? Part of what I want to do through this conversation is to help you, you know, get to a point in your life where you move from uncertainty to clarity, okay? I want to help you understand how to move from intentions to actions and move from dreams to reality. So your life is no longer something you imagine in your head. Your dreams are no longer something, you know, you are thinking about. It's something that is very, very achievable. And I'm hoping that through this conversation, we will begin to set the tone on how you can daily implement the visions that mean a lot to you. One of the things I want to say before we dive into this is that everybody wants fruitfulness. We all want fruitfulness, okay? But fruitfulness is as a result of the health of a tree. You know, you wonder why Jesus said in the scripture, if you make a tree bad, then the fruit is going to be bad. But if you make a tree good, then the fruit is going to be good. So fruitfulness is not just something that is controlled by your external environment. It's not just something that is controlled by the economy, the things that happen in the surrounding or situations where you find yourself. Fruitfulness is as a result of the condition of your soul, the condition of your heart. There's another scripture that says that out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. It said that the issues of life comes from the heart. So it means that if your life is not moving in the direction that you want it to be, if your success, the things you hope to accomplish in life, is not moving to where you want it to be, then there's every reason for you to begin to look inside. And that is why this course is titled Transforming Your Life, okay? So there is a lot that has to do with your outcome and who you are. There is a correlation between who you are, your achievements, your productivity in life, and the way you process inside of you. And that is why we are hoping that this course is going to help you, you know, discover certain issues about yourself, certain issues about your life that you need to make healthy in order for you to produce the right fruit. Yes, I know you want fruit. We all want fruit. I want fruit in my life. But the secret of bearing fruit is that the tree that is supposed to bear the fruit must be healthy. Okay? Moving along, one of the things I want to share about this conversation is the fact that I grew up in life, you know, with a lot of potentials, with a lot of skill. I consider myself a multi-talented person, okay? Growing up in sports, you know, I was involved in a lot of things. And at some point in my life, some of the things that were supposed to count as positive or count as success, at some point became a heavy burden for my life. In fact, at some point, I felt like giving up. I felt like ending it all. I felt like maybe there's something wrong with me. Maybe there's something wrong with my life. Maybe, you know, I came into the wrong planet or I came into the wrong country. It felt like nothing was moving forward in my life, yet I had lots of potentials. You know, I remember in some of those quiet moments, sometimes I will be in my room, I want to run away, I want to, you know, move away from everybody, just stay on my own. Those thoughts were constantly bombarding in my head. I remember recently when I was speaking with my cousin, you know, he just reminded me, he said, do you remember when you used to lock yourself in the room? You lock the door and you don't want anybody to access you. You don't want anybody to talk to you. And you imagine a young man growing up with lots of potential, but there were a lot of things, unresolved issues within my life that was affecting my success. It was affecting my progress. And when I began to journey in God, when I began to develop a personal relationship with God, the key principles for transforming my life that God showed me is what I want to share with you guys. And that is why it's important that I share this story with you, okay? So it's something that I've spent years studying. It's something I've spent years practicing and teaching the principles of personal leadership. And I know that from my experience, my success, my challenges, of course, I'm still in this path. I'm still in this process. That is why I said that this is a journey for all of us. As long as you are on this earth, there's going to be always a season of change, always a season of transformation, always a season of growth. And I'm hoping that together we can, you know, get these principles and use it as a foundation, you know, to shape our transformative journey. Okay? So my motivation for teaching this is that I am hoping that, you know, a lot of us who have participated in this conversation, we use it to begin the process of life transformation. It is my sincere belief that everyone has a unique purpose. Everyone is extraordinary. Everyone has the capacity, the capability of achieving extraordinary things in life. All we need is to have that environment that helps us discover it, helps us develop it, and helps us launch into the desired dream, the desired goal that life has designed us for. And I'm hoping that this is what this teaching is going to do. My goal is to provide, you know, practical insights, practical principles that will guide us in this journey. So these 5 weeks you are going to be investing, I am hoping that at the end of these 5 weeks, it's going to be a complete turnaround for your life. It's going to be a complete turnaround on your mindset, on your hidden potentials, your hidden ability that will make you become, you know, a successful person in life. So I call this the transformation compass, okay? When God, of course, when it started, you know, it moved from different phases, it moved from, you know, different understanding, different explanation to what we have today. I developed what I call the transformation compass so many years ago, you know, more than 16 years ago. I developed this, written it down, I've been working on it, tweaking it, you know, adding it to my life and helping it to shape my goals, the things I do. And the goal of transformation compass is, the way you look at it, is a compass. So the goal is, if you plug this compass into your life, it shows you where something is going wrong. That is the goal of this compass. So my My belief is that I'm going to hand over this compass to you. See it that God is handing over a life hack to you through me. Okay? And by the time you understand this tool fully, once anything is going wrong in your life, anything you are doing, whether it's your business, whether it's your marriage, whether any aspect of your life, by the time we are done with this compass, when you plug it in, you will see where issues have gone wrong. You will see where things are not working the way it should work. Okay? So we begin the journey with purpose. Okay? So the first week, which is this week, we are going to look at purpose. We are going to look at the conversation of discovering your life purpose and developing your life blueprint. Okay? And then the second week, we are going to look at leadership. How do you build a strong foundation, you know, by developing your personal leadership? And of course, on the third week, we are going to look at growing through building meaningful relationship. I believe growth doesn't come simply because you study or simply because you build the right capacity. Growth comes into your life when you have the right people, when you have the relationship, you know, guiding you, you know, towards success. And of course, we are going to look at life systems. What systems are you putting in place, you know, to help improve your day-to-day performance and of course, increase, you know, your productivity. And then at the final week, we are going to look at outcomes. How do you set, you know, quality outcomes for your life? How do you begin now to plan towards your legacy? Okay. So the goal, like I said, is when you understand these principles, if you plug it into your life, it shows you where you are lacking. It shows you where something has gone wrong. And that is what I'm hoping to hand over to you in these 5 weeks. Okay. I was at a point in my life where I was trapped in a hole. Okay. And then constantly, even as I make efforts to come out of that hole, I saw that I was digging it deeper. You know, I remember my mom will always tell me, of course, in my dialect, but I'm going to translate it for you. He said, you walk like an elephant, but eat like an ant. You know, she will constantly, you know, will be saying it out of pity because I am putting in a lot. You know, sometimes when I hang out with my friends and we are discussing everything that we've done, and I will tell them, I've done a lot in this life. I've moved around. I've tried many things. And it felt like the more I try, the more I push, the more the hole keeps going deeper. The hole keeps going deeper. The hole keeps going deeper. My brother will always tell me that activity is not equal to results. And when he's saying it, you know, the way he's saying it, he's just trying to tell me, yeah, you are doing a lot of things, but there's no results. There might be somebody here, you find yourself in that position where you feel like you have to do a lot. You feel like you have to push. You feel like maybe what you are doing is not enough. You need to do more. I'm hoping that this conversation is going to help you understand that it's not so much about adding too much effort, but it's about having clarity, about having understanding, about understanding your path, what is required, the success, the resources that is required, you know, for you to achieve, you know, the greater good that you want to achieve. Okay. So what I'm about to teach you, you know, was revealed to God, was revealed to me, you know, by God. I didn't learn it in any book. I didn't learn it anywhere. I didn't copy it from the internet. These are key principles that he showed me. We call it the transformation compass. If you plug it into any environment, today we are plugging it into your life, it will help you understand where something has gone wrong. And I'm trusting God that this is going to be an opportunity for you to heal and to make progress in life. Okay? So today we are going to be starting with the first section on purpose. Okay? So we are going to be having the conversation on purpose, and some of the things I want to discuss. In this session, we are going to look at the power of personal purpose, God and purpose, intimacy with God, how to discover your purpose, and of course, the final one is I'm going to give you a practical guide. There's a workbook I also designed for this session, which you are going to get at the end of the conversation. It's going to be a guide to helping you develop your life blueprint, okay? So the first one we are going to look at now is the power of personal purpose, okay? Life is a journey, okay? Let me begin with that. Life is a journey. And if life is a journey, the question I would like to ask you is, where are you headed? Okay? So in this life that is a journey, where exactly are you headed? Okay. One of the things that makes life unique as humans, what makes life unique for us, okay? The difference between you and animals is the fact that you have a purpose. The reason why we don't just live for existence, the reason why we don't just live to exist, just to eat, make money, drive good cars, live in good houses and die, the reason why our life is much more than that is because we are not like animals. Purpose is what makes us different. Purpose is what brings that element of fulfillment, element of satisfaction, and that element of, you know, accomplishment. Okay? So when purpose is not known, like Miles Monroe says, he said, abuse is inevitable. So the foundation of personal transformation, where you begin in the journey of your personal transformation, is that first of all, that you must have a sense of purpose. You must know where your life is headed. So you are not just an animal who, you know, wakes up in the morning, you just make ends meet, eat food, then you sleep. The following morning you repeat. No, your life must be heading somewhere. Your life must be going towards a target. Your life must be going towards a specific destination. And that specific destination must be known to you. Okay, the earlier, the quicker and faster it is for you to achieve your success. Okay, and your purpose, I believe, why we are starting it with this conversation, is forming the foundation of your life. This is where your journey of transformation starts. Every change must begin by asking, why? What do we want to achieve? What do we want to do? Anybody who wants to build a house, first of all, ask, what kind of house do I want to build? Okay, you get an architect, they do a design. They ask, where are we going to put this? Where is the toilet going to be? Anybody who wants to make a car, first ask, what kind of car do we want to make? What is the destination? Anybody who wants to do any kind of project in life, any form of endeavor, always starts with, what exactly do we want to achieve? Now, why do you find it hard? Don't you find it amazing that you see people go through life, people exist in life, and there is no purposeful direction? They are not heading anywhere. Okay? Yeah, somebody might say, yes, I want to be rich, I want to marry, I want to have this, but there is more to just your existence. You know, there is an accomplishment that your life must be driving towards, that your life must be moving forward. That is what gives you that essence of fulfillment, that essence of success. Okay? So purpose is what drives meaning and fulfillment. Like I said, that is the difference between you and animals. Okay? It is what helps you stay focused. Without purpose, you will lack focus. And most times, without focus, you will lack success. Because what happens is that you do this one today, tomorrow you do the next one, next tomorrow you do the other one. So your life is not moving towards a target. Your success, which requires consistency, is not moving towards a target simply because you lack focus. And lack of direction in the early stages of your transformative journey causes a great deal of confusion and chaos. Okay? So purpose is a powerful force that brings and leads to transformation. Purpose is a powerful force that transforms the world around us. If you see the kind of progress we have made in life today, it's as a result of men of purpose. It's as a result of men with ideas and ideology. They believe that something can be done differently. They believe, you know, you see the way Elon Musk is so passionate about believing that there can be life in Mars. You see people are pursuing growth in their economies. You see people are building ideas. People are trying to. Purpose is that thing that helps an individual know there is more to me. I am not just here to exist. I am here to make a mark. I am here to make a difference. I am here to build something that will not just inspire my life, but will inspire the life of others. That is the power. That is the force that is changing the world. And that is the same force that can change your world. If you look into your world today, you look into your personal life, you don't like what you see.
one element, what foundation that needs to be laid in order for you to move towards the direction you want your life to do is that you must sit down and ask yourself the question about your purpose. It must be clarified. There has to be clarity. There has to be an understanding. That is what fuels your direction. That is what fuels your passion. I remember speaking to, you know, one of the people I'm mentoring after writing down their purpose, writing down their plan. And while we were talking, you know, she said to me that writing these things down, of course, I knew it in my head, but writing these things down, there's some element of energy is bringing inside me to accomplish. That was why the Bible says, write the vision down, make it plain, so that those who read it will run. Sometimes people will tell you, yeah, I know what I want to achieve. I know you know, but write it down. There's power in putting down your purpose. And that is why I can't do this course without, you know, providing you a guideline at the end that will help you sit through this week and begin to, you know, work out these things, you know, for yourself. Okay, so you have to write it down. It gives you energy. It fuels your passion, okay? It's something that, you know, gives you, you know, something greater than yourself. By discovering and embracing your purpose, what happens is that you begin to unlock your true potential. You begin to create a life of meaning, fulfillment, and impact. People say Africa is poor. Africa is not poor. We've had a lot of conversations about Africa is existing without purpose. America will tell you that they have an American dream. There's a purpose behind their nation. There's a purpose behind China. There's a purpose behind Russia. Every nation has something they want to live out for. Africa does not have anything they want to live out for. My country, where I come from, Nigeria, don't have any purpose. So what happens is different leaders move in different directions. This person becomes a leader today, it starts moving in another direction because there's no purpose. A land that has natural resources, a land that has arable land, a land that has great human capacity, a land that has almost all the resources that is unimaginable. You find oil, you find gold, you find a lot of things that could make that continent the wealthiest continent in the whole world. But why are people seeing us as a continent of poor people? That in my country, you can comfortably say that more than 90% of the people in that nation live, you know, below, you know, a dollar in a day. And the question is, what is the purpose? Where are we headed? And you see, that begins to affect a whole nation. That begins to affect people. And it has a way of creeping into your life that you begin to exist and walk and live your life without purpose. According to studies, some of the studies I saw, those who have a strong sense of purpose in life, they are happier. They are less depressed. They have lower rates of anxiety and despair. And they are generally well off. They are not sickly. You know, you see them, they are generally well off. They are energetic. They are moving to the next dream. They are moving to the next part. Why? Because there is something driving them. I once heard someone say that the only thing keeping you alive is your purpose. You die when two things happen. And I want you to note this thing down. You die when two things happen. When you misdirect your purpose or when you fulfill it. Let me say it again. You die when two things happen. When your purpose is misdirected, so you no longer have anything to do, or when you have accomplished your purpose. And I believe so much in that. So your purpose can serve as a springboard for personal transformation. So that is why we are starting here. Okay? Like I said, when purpose is not known, abuse is inevitable. That's the difference between you and animals. Imagine it. I want you to think about it. Just think about it. What is the difference between you and the cow that you saw passing your street the other day? The difference is you have a purpose. You are moving somewhere. The cow is not moving anywhere. They just wake up and eat and sleep. They wake up and eat and sleep. And that's the end. But there is something driving your life. You are heading towards somewhere. And that is what controls the values in your life. That is what controls your success. And that is what controls your fulfillment. So how do you discover purpose? I wanted to make this thing short and crisp. So how do you discover purpose? One of them is what? Pay attention to your unique traits, your talents, and your giftings. Pay attention to it. Many of us think that some of the traits that we have, some of the giftings that we have, you know, the things that we are inclined to in terms of passion. Even your weakness is speaking to you. The things that you are unable to do is speaking to you. I've said this time without number, and I'm still going to explain it in the next session. Your weakness, your strength and your weaknesses, they are both required as a tool for your personal development. I'm going to explain it in the next session. Okay, so your gifts, your talents, your traits, your body, whether you are tall, whether you are short, whether you are big, whether you are small, however you are, contributes to whatever you are supposed to do on earth. You know, whenever I talk about this, I like to share the story of the animal kingdom. You know, and I find it very, you know, illustrative of us understanding why it's important for you to know your unique purpose. Okay, so there was a race in the animal kingdom. Okay, and they said, okay, we are going to have that race in three different spheres. What are the spheres? The first one is inside water, the second one is on the land, and the third one is in the sky. And they said, okay, all the animals, get your best, let's do the race. Okay, so on the land, they said we are going to start on the land first. So the animals from the water, you know, donated shark. Okay, the horse represented the animals on ground, and the eagle represented the animals in the sky. So what happened was that while on the floor, they said, on your mat, get set, go. The horse took off. The fish kept jumping up and coming down. And then the eagle was running, flapping the wings, trying to, you know, meet up with the race. But guess who won the race? The horse won the race. They said, okay, the next one is going to be the sky. On your mat, get set, the gunshot went. And then the eagle flew up into the sky and disappeared. The horse will jump up and jump down. The fish was there, still struggling and jumping down, of course, shouting water, water by the side. Guess who won the race? The eagle. And then the third race now came, say, okay, this one is going to be in the river. On your mat, get set, gunshot. The fish jumped into the river and disappeared. The horse kept on trying to paddle, okay? And then the eagle was also, you know, getting the wings wet, trying to, you know, die within the river. And guess who won the race? The fish won the race. But at the end of the day, what happened? When they sat down to collate the results of the winner of the race, they discovered that almost all of them won in the race. The question is why? Because you are only a failure when you function in the environment that is not for you. So many of you, what you attribute to failure is simply your purpose trying to tell you, I'm not built for this. I was not born for this. This is not me. So instead of feeling bad that you are unable to achieve success the way others are achieving success, what you need to even ask yourself is, do I even belong here in the first place? So if I ask you who won the race, you discover that everybody won the race in their first. So this is what I believe failure should teach you. There are two things I believe failure should teach you. And one of them is that failure should teach you that you are operating outside your purpose. When you constantly find yourself failing in something, you do your best, you put everything that you need to make yourself success in that area, and it's not happening. Maybe, life is trying to tell you that this is not for you. Because everybody is successful in their area of purpose and influence. The reason is because you are created with features. There's a way you speak the way you speak. There's a reason why you sing the way you sing. There's a reason why you understand math. There's a reason why you can articulate your thoughts. There's a reason why you can organize people. There's a reason why you have fun. There's a reason why you are a friendly person. There is a lot about your traits, about your character, about certain gifts and passion you have that connect you to your purpose in life. So the second thing that failure should teach you is that instead of feeling stuck, instead of feeling frustrated, instead of feeling, you know, that, you know, you are tired of living life, that you are tired of achieving the things you want to achieve, maybe you need to ask yourself, what am I missing? Am I a fish trying to win the race on land? Am I a horse trying to win the race in the sky? your ability to understand your uniqueness. You know, whenever I teach this, it sounds so basic, but I've come to realize is that the things that will make you successful in life are so basic. That is why many people miss it. They are looking for the complicated stuff. They are looking for the sophisticated stuff. They think it's about mystery. It's not about mystery. Things that changes your life are so simple to do. And that is why when they ask you to do it, it looks like, why not give me something hard? But it's very simple. Find your uniqueness. Find what makes you stand out. Find that environment that is unique to you, where you have all the right elements that will help you to succeed in that area. So the beginning point of your transformation, the beginning point of your success, is not necessarily getting an additional job. It's not necessarily working hard. You will work hard, but you are going to work hard when you find your purpose. You work hard in your purpose. You put the strength, you put the effort in the purpose, and that is what brings out the success. Okay? So the first key is finding your place. You know, when I listen to Blessing Ofor is one of my favorite musicians. He's blind, but he plays the keyboard. Okay? He's winning awards singing with his keyboard. He was born blind. He has a family. He has kids. He's successful that he's more successful than many people who have their body parts complete. But why is he not somewhere in the room begging for money or begging for sympathy or looking for who will help him? No, it was somewhere in his life he understood that there was something unique and significant about him. He built on it, and he gave him success, he gave him influence, and he is a blessing to a lot of people. What about the public speaker, Nick Vujicic? He will go to speak and he will say he's the guy that is born with no legs and with no arms. But you see him speaking. You see him, he has a wonderful family, a very beautiful wife, he has kids. You know, with no arms and no legs, you see him swimming. You see him living a successful life. Why is he able to do that? He didn't wallow in depression. He didn't say, Lord, why did you create me like this? Everybody have arms. Everybody have legs. Why am I like this? Some people bother, why are they dark? Some people bother, why are they tall? Some people bother, why are they short? Some people bother, you know, why am I born in Africa? But the moment you stop asking those questions to understand what is unique about me in bringing success where I am, that is when you begin to unlock the freedom to achieve great things with your life. You know, no wonder when the disciples of Jesus Christ saw a blind man, they came to him and said, why is this man blind? Is it because of his father's sin or his mother's sin? Jesus said, no. He said, so that the glory of God will be revealed. I believe that the glory of God being revealed in us is when we understand and launch our purpose. Those things that are supposed to be limitation, all of a sudden manifest into something good, manifest into something powerful, and it begins to make, you know, life beautiful. So reflect on what excites you and moves you. There's a reason certain things excite you. There's a reason why you are drawn by certain kinds of pain. There's a reason why you like solving some kinds of problem. There are things you are drawn to, especially when you expose yourself to diverse opportunities. There are certain things that you are drawn to. There are certain things that you want to do. There are certain things you want to think about. There are certain things that you want to engage in. All those things are giving you clues about things that are unique about you, things that are special about you, that you need to build on. The next one I want to talk about is God and purpose, intimacy with God. The scripture I want to read in Ephesians 2 verse 10 says, for we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. So it means that your life has a prepared path, your life has a prepared destination. You know, David said, while I was in my mother's womb, you formed me and you knew me by name. You know what I'm supposed to do in life. You know who I'm supposed to be. You know what I'm supposed to accomplish. I believe that there is a role that God plays in helping you understand your purpose in life. Every creation has a creator, and the true purpose can be found in the heart of the Creator. Every creation was created by someone. The phone that you are using today, this platform that we are using to have this conversation, was created by someone. The plants, the seeds, everything was has a creator. Do you know, have you ever completely understood that you have a creator? And that creator possesses the source of the purpose behind your creation. He knows why he created you. He knows where you can function the best. He knows the environment. He knows the best work for you. It is by aligning with him, by aligning with his voice, by understanding true intimacy of what he's doing in you, that you live out your truest purpose. One of the things I would like to say is that what I've come to at this point in my life, what I've come to understand as the purpose or the greatest goal and good behind spirituality, you know, I've gone through the Bible. One of the things that is fascinating is that whenever God appears to a man, whenever God decides to have any kind of conversation with any man, the conversation always starts with their purpose. And that is why when I see a lot of people who engage in spirituality and they are still confused about their purpose, I always ask them, are you really in a relationship with God? Are you really practicing spirituality? Or are you involved in something else? In the book of Genesis, God met with Adam. What conversation did they have? It was conversations about his purpose. He met with Noah. What conversation did they have? About his purpose. He met with Abraham. What conversation did we have? I'm going to make you a great nation. I'm going to bless you. And through you, all the nations of the earth are going to be blessed. Joseph had a dream. What was the dream about? His purpose. Daniel met with God. His purpose. David met with God. His purpose. Even when we come to New Testament, Mary met with an angel. Her purpose. John the Baptist had an encounter with God. His purpose. Paul the Apostle saw Jesus on his journey to Damascus. What was the conversation? His purpose. Why would someone practice conversational relationship with God over a year? Over 5 years, some of you have been praying and going to church since you were born, and you are still confused about your purpose. One of the things I want you to do after this conversation is to revisit your practice and begin to ask yourself, am I really having a personal relationship with God, or am I just wallowing myself in religion? Okay, so the ultimate goal of spirituality is that God must have conversation about purpose. I remember in one of my deep moments, the Holy Spirit will come and say to me that you don't even know, you are not seeing the greater picture. It was the day God said that to me. You are not even seeing the greater picture. Okay, so let me quickly say this. Maybe somebody is asking for it. How does God speak to you? God doesn't speak to you with audible voices. And in fact, I've had one experience of an audible voice, but it's totally out of the context of what we are discussing now. But I believe that God ultimately speaks to you through these key ways. First, your human spirit, your heart. You will have thoughts that you are not thinking. I call it spontaneous thoughts. You are not the one thinking it, but it's in your heart. It comes like the normal way thoughts come into your heart. That is how it comes. But you are not the one thinking it. But you just notice that there's a spontaneous thought in your heart. God speaks to us mostly, 90%, when you hear someone say that they were having a relationship with God and God spoke to them, it usually comes as a thought. The other way it comes is as a dream or flashes of vision. It comes as a dream. In the dream, in the night, when you sleep, God comes and he speaks into your heart. God speaks through people. God speaks through circumstances. For instance, you might be in this conversation today. It's God telling you, this is the reason why you've been struggling. He's simply saying it through me. Okay? God can speak to you through the Bible. When you are studying the Bible, he uses scriptures. He gives you your life blueprint. He gives you your life assignment. He begins to show you things that he wants you to do. Okay? But the primary way, I believe, is that God wants to speak through your heart. I mean, that is why he lives inside you. As Christians, we believe that the Holy Spirit lives inside of us. Then why would he choose external means to speak to us when he's living inside us? Why would you want to look for him elsewhere when he's inside of you? So the primary way, the challenge is that we are so noisy. The environment is so noisy. A lot of things are looking for our attention. People no longer have time for meditation. People no longer have time to sit still and ask questions. People no longer have time to just sit and journal. You just sit quietly. You can off the light, your light can be on, your phones are not disturbing you, and you are just quietly. You are thinking about God, you are thinking about life, you are meditating. You are asking Him, you know, to show you, to give you clarity. In those moments, in those quiet moments, you will always see God begin a conversation of purpose with you. I believe that is instrumental in your success. I believe that is very, very, very key. You know, almost everything I do today, almost everything I engage with today, I can trace to the moment where I believe God spoke to my heart and asked me that and showed me that this is the path to follow, that this is the path to stay with. Almost every decision of my life. So your intimacy with God can be vital in helping you discover your purpose. I summarize it by saying, you know, Jesus said, nothing I do on my own, but that which I see the Father do, I do. And you saw him as a young boy at the early age of 12. He's clear about his destination. He's clear about his assignment. He's clear about where he's headed. And I believe that every human being, if taught right, should at least know what they are supposed to do in life, areas where they are supposed to launch into as early as the age of 12. And I'm going to, you know, teach the final point. Our time is also off, which is developing your life blueprint. So when you understand what your purpose on earth is, when you understand who you are, your giftings, your passion, your areas of interest, what do you do? What you do is that you develop a clear vision of where you are headed. See yourself as an architect, okay? And you sit down and you begin to design your life. Life must be a design. So as you get the inspiration, you know, the Bible said that there's a spirit in man. The inspiration of God gives him understanding. So as the inspiration comes, you begin to design it. You begin to set your goals. You begin to drive your aspirations. You begin to work out the designs of your life. You begin to mark out well-defined goals, well-defined milestones, things that will help you know where you are headed. Many of us don't have what I call the life blueprint. That is where you identify what your values are. What are your guiding principles? Where exactly are you headed? That is the goal. Where am I headed? What is the blueprint? In the next 7 years of my life, where do I want to be? In the next 20 years of my life, where do I want to be? In the next 50 years of my life, where do I want to be? In the next 100 years, when I want to die, what kind of death do I want to experience? There has to be a blueprint for your life. There has to be a blueprint. You have to sit down and fashion it out for yourself. If not, everything becomes direction. Everywhere becomes direction. And what happens is that at the end of the day, that is the main reason why a lot of people struggle, because they are not building anything. You're on social media, you are not building anything. You have friends, you are not building anything. You see yourself in different things, but you are not building. There is no game plan. There is no strategy. You are not heading anywhere. Then 5 years later, you tell yourself that your life is not moving forward. So where would you have wanted that life to move forward to? Have you written it down? I remember sometime in 2019, where I brought out where I fired my vision board, okay? I fired my vision board and I opened it and I saw that almost everything in that vision board, I had already achieved it. I was shocked. I told myself, oh, well, now is another time to set additional goals. Almost everything. I wanted a degree. I wanted to publish a book. I wanted to do conference. There were a lot of things I wrote down. And I saw that, wow, I've accomplished this. And let me tell you what success is. Many people think that success is about maybe having nice clothes, driving nice car, or traveling around the world, or having a lot of money in your bank account. No. The way God defined it for me is that your ability to set and achieve goal is what makes you successful. So you are not successful because you have money. You are not unsuccessful because you are poor. If you wake up every year and you set goals and you achieve those goals, that is what makes you successful. Okay, that is the difference between you and animal. But you can even see that even animals set goals. You see them when there is time for them to give birth to children, they prepare, they build their house, they build their nest, and they prepare their egg. You see, they even make plans. So you see why we need to take it further. Okay, so you need to have a blueprint for your life. I wanted to go through the guidelines with you. So let me summarize here and I will open that slide. Okay, so what are the benefits of finding your purpose? The first one is it adds grace and unusual speed to your life. So what people call grace, sometimes what people call an unexplainable way of their success is simply them being in the right environment, doing what they are uniquely created to do. When you find yourself where you are supposed to be, it looks magical. It looks supernatural. Things just begin to work itself out. And that's what people call miracles. That's what people call grace. Because you find yourself at the right place, at the right time, with the right people, with the unique set of skills and ideas. Something happens. We call it miracle. That is where we see the power of the grace of God at work in our life. I believe it is not a mystery. One of the things I try as much as things to do is to make spirituality practical, to remove mystery out of it. Because there is no mystery. There is nothing mysterious about it. It's about our life. It's about our intimate journey with God. There's nothing mysterious. When you find your unique purpose in life, it makes your life look graceful. It makes your life look effortless. It makes your life, progress without much struggle. I'm not saying you are not going to be working hard. It takes a lot of effort for us to do what we do currently. But you see, by the time you are done, it looks like you've done nothing. When you find people who are in their right place, when you ask them, say, how did you achieve this? They'll just say, it's God. They are finding it hard to explain simply because there is this element of grace that was propelling what they are doing. It's not just about their effort. I believe it removes confusion. Sorry for that mistake. It makes life greatest decisions to appear easy. I remember one of my mentors taught me long ago when I was in the university. He said, the most difficult decisions of life, you make it early. Okay? So there are decisions of your life that are very, very difficult. You make it early. Okay? Who to marry is a difficult decision, but it's easier when you make it early. Where to live, the kind of career you want to get involved in, it's easier when you make it early. Because it gives you a lot of time to prepare. It gives you a lot of plans to understand the details of what you are getting yourself involved into. And at the end of the day, it increases your chances of success. Purpose helps to clarify your direction. It removes confusion and provides the structure for necessary and meaningful growth. In summary, purpose is foundational for living a transformative life. So you want to live a transformative life, here is where to start from. You start from purpose. You start from living a life of purpose. You start from living a life that has direction. You are not just moving. You are not just existing. You are not just trying to manage life or to take whatever life brings to you. You are doing everything you can to be able to in the direction that you're supposed to be. So I want to thank you for taking your time. This is the final part of my presentation, but there's a second part to it, okay, where I want to explain to you the workbook. So I just want to run through the workbook. I'm going to be dropping the workbook in the group, okay? Almost all of you, I believe, are already in the group. If you are not in the group, so please try as much as possible to get involved in the group. If you have registered, you should be in the group. So I'm going to be dropping a sample of that in the group so that you can go through it and fill it. It's a guideline that will help you to put into practice what I'm about to share. But to also help you, what I've also done is I prefilled the guideline that I'm about to send to you so that I can explain some parts of it, so that by the time you are going to do it, it will reduce some questions, it will reduce some complexities for you. But of course, the reason why we are in that group is that you will have an opportunity to ask questions anytime you want to ask questions. Okay, while you are developing this and while you are working on this, you can drop a question and then we are going to provide you with answer. Also, the group is going to be also meeting once in a week to clarify these things and break it down, okay? So in the group, wherever you are, there's going to be a specific time and day when you are going to be meeting this week so that everybody can say, okay, I've gone through this, I've worked on this, I have this question, I have this thing, so that we make sure that everybody is on the same page. So there is a workbook for each week. So for each week, whatever conversation we have, there's going to be a workbook that will help you to practice that, to help you to, you know, put into practice what we are saying. And by the end of the 5 weeks, I'm hoping that you'll be able to have a complete blueprint for your life, okay? Thank you so much for being part of this. I hope it's worth it. I hope it's something that you have enjoyed. I'm going to be pausing my slide now so I can open the guideline. It should take us about 5 to 10 minutes, and then I will allow maybe one or two questions. Okay, so I'm going to be sending this workbook guide for this session to your groups. So I call it Transform Your Life, Start Right, Stay Right, Become Preeminent workbook. So basically, this is what I want you guys to do. If you can see the screen well, can you give me a thumbs up? Okay, so thank you. Awesome. So the first session we did today is personal purpose. So the objective is to guide you through the practical steps of uncovering your life's purpose and setting a clear direction for your personal transformation journey. Okay. So the first question I want you to reflect on is, what activities or tasks do I find fulfilling and why? Okay. So I gave in like a simple answer. Maybe you say helping others solve problems because it brings satisfaction and joy. Public speaking, as it energizes me when sharing knowledge and inspiring people. Okay, so it could just be simple things. I'm just giving, you know, this example to help you, you know, understand that I'm just looking at, you know, something simple. Okay, why do I feel most energized and why? Okay, so I feel most energized. So I want you to, if possible, write it like a statement, because reflect over it and then write. Okay, so I feel most energized when engaging in creative problem solving because it stimulates my intellectual curiosity and creativity. When I mentor or teach others, because seeing growth and transformation in others motivates and fulfills me. Okay, so what consistent compliments or feedback have I received from others since childhood? Growing up, I've had people tell me, you are very administrative. I've seen people tell me, you will make a good leader. I've seen people tell me, you speak very well, even when I don't even think I speak very well. I know, for instance, one of the reasons why I don't like speaking in public is that I don't consider myself a good speaker. But you see, people will tell you that, you speak very, very well. You speak very, very well. So what are the compliments? So here, I want you to list skills and activities. Okay, so for instance, what are the skills and activities that you are involved in? And I would like you to provide some form of written for it. Okay, so you write public speaking, writing, mentoring, problem solving, networking, the list goes on and on. Okay, I just did this in such a way it will help accommodate some of the things we want to do. And I want you to rate it, okay? So when you write, maybe public speaking, you say, okay, this is your strength, you put 9. And I want you to write why. I enjoy expressing my ideas clearly and inspiring others. Writing, 8. It allows me to share my knowledge and
effectively and creatively. Mentoring, I naturally enjoy guiding others towards growth. You know, problem solving is a turn. I thrive in situations that require innovative solutions. And of course, networking, I like building meaningful connections that lead to opportunities. So I want you to do this. Then I also want you to do your SWOT analysis. Okay, so what are we expecting in your SWOT analysis? Your strengths could be that you are an effective communicator, you are a natural leader, you have a strong analytical and problem-solving abilities, okay? So what are your weaknesses? You have difficulty delegating tasks, okay? You are overly detail-oriented at times. Occasionally, you struggle with time management, okay? So these are some of the weaknesses you've discovered. You write it down. What are your opportunities? There's rising demand for mentorship and leadership training, okay? Increase accessibility to global digital platforms. Today you have, you know, a lot of opportunities. You see where I am, miles, thousands of miles away, and we're having conversations. All of us are possibly in our rooms in different places. You don't need anybody to bring you to a hall to have conversation anymore, like we used to do it years ago. Digital platform is an opportunity. Growing community awareness around personal development. These are the opportunities around me, okay? So what are your threats? High industry competition. There are so many people out there who are better, who are more financially, who are more known global brands, okay? Okay, and those things are threats to you. Financial constraints, maybe you don't have the money, okay? There are certain things you want to do and you feel like you don't really have the finances, you know, to be able to do that. What are other threats? The risk of burnout from multitasking, okay? So, for instance, maybe you are going to school, you have a business by the side, you have this one, a lot is going on. So there's a risk of you, you know, going into burnout. So identify those things. And then it doesn't have to sound high level like this. It might just be simple stuff, okay? It might just be simple stuff for you. So don't want to, there's no right and wrong answer. That's the point. I'm also careful when I was presenting this so that it doesn't influence what you are going to write, but I've also known that when people see examples, it helps them, you know, to put their reports better. But the goal is just that, you know, just be free. Think about your life, reflect over your life, know what the issues are. You know, it's going to help everything that we are going to do. In fact, if you don't get this right, it's going to affect the rest of the meeting. Everything that we are going to be doing is going to be built on some of the things you write here. So this conversation is progressive. That was why I said that we are going to start with purpose, we move to leadership, relationship, systems, and then outcomes. So whatever we use here, we are going to still reuse it. So if you miss doing this for yourself, you might miss the rest of the other things that we are going to do. So that is why I'm taking my time to also explain this, you know, for you. Okay, so at the end, I want you to write what you believe is your purpose statement is. So here, my purpose is to empower individuals through mentorship and strategic leadership, helping them unlock their potential, transform their lives, and positively impact the society. Okay, so what about your vision to become a globally recognized leader in transformational mentorship, empowering individuals to achieve their fullest potential and make lasting impacts in their community? What about your mission? To mentor, inspire, equip individuals using technology as a platform for training, accountability, and building meaningful relationships, thereby fostering personal growth, success, and positive societal change. So what's the difference? Personal purpose underscores the key thing your life is about, okay? Your vision drives what you want to achieve. And then your mission talks about how you want to achieve it. So purpose is who I am, is how I'm formed. So knowing how I'm formed, this is what I want to achieve. That is the vision. So vision comes from purpose. So this is who I am, okay? I've checked my abilities, I've checked my skills. Okay, so this is who I am. So based on who I am, this is what I want to achieve. That is vision, okay? So vision talks about what I want to achieve with who I am. And then what happens is that mission talks about how do I want to achieve it. Mission is what will now eventually translate your vision into a project. And when you accomplish your vision project, you are fulfilling your potential, which is fulfilling your purpose.
So that is why it's important for you to do this. And then I want you to do action steps. So identify three actionable steps you will take within the next month to explore or confirm your purpose. Okay, so one of them I wrote here is enroll in an advanced mentorship certification course to enhance my mentoring skills. Launch a weekly online workshop series focused on leadership and personal growth. And then establish and maintain an effective online community for mentorship interaction. So you see, this is coming out from the mission. So you saw the flow from personal statement to vision, from vision to mission. And then from your mission, there are specific personal actions that needs to be taken in order to make that purpose to be accomplished, okay? And then the final part is that I want you from today being Tuesday, I want you to set out time for prayer and reflection. Remember, this is just a format, okay? So I'm not saying that you have to do midweek sermon or you have to do scripture reflection. So for me, I want you to set out a time between now and our next meeting. Every day, on a single day, take out time, study your Bible, meditate, and ask God questions that has to do with your purpose. Don't pray any prayer, okay? You've been praying all kinds of prayer all this while. Do me a favor. This week, the only prayer that should come out of your mouth is, Lord, clarify my purpose to me. Am I in the right direction? Is there any way you expect me to be headed? If you have any dream in the course of doing this, please write it down, okay? If you have any dream, as we go further, part of what I'm going to teach you guys is also how to make sense of your dream. Dreams are codes, understandings of certain things that God wants to give to you. It's not a mystery. Understanding your dream is not a mystery. Like I said, some of these things, because we are not taught, we make it look like it's a mystery. It's not a mystery. You don't even need anybody to interpret dreams for you. You can do it for yourself if you are taught, okay? So if you have specific dreams, you don't understand it, you don't know what dreams are talking about, please write it down. Write it down. They are very, 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 very important. I remember, for instance, when I was struggling whether to go into politics, okay? After leaving school for so many years and I was struggling whether I need to go into politics, God reminded me a dream I had as a student concerning Nigeria. You know, when I was going to pray to, you know, see clarity, this political thing is not really that, you know, I had doubts in my heart. I felt Nigerians don't even want change. Why not just live your life, stay in your corner and do whatever you want to do? While I was doing those things, it just flashed in my spirit. I remember the dream about Nigeria I had when I was in the university long time ago. And God was saying to me, you did not get that vision for just getting the vision. There's a purpose behind what you are doing. And I said, okay, it's fine, I'm going. Okay, so write down your dreams, write down your imaginations, write down the conversations, write down, but please set out time. If you can make it a specific time, fine. If you can't make it a specific time, just make sure that on a daily basis, between now and next Tuesday, set out a personal time to reflect and to journal. Just sit down quietly. You can off your phone, you can play a music if you want to, however it works, but let it be something soundless, noiseless, maybe instrumental or something. Just put yourself in a mood of reflection. That's what I'm trying to say. You know, you can worship and pray before doing that, but just put yourself in a reflection. If you don't know how to quiet yourself, read the Bible. They read stories of transformation in the Bible. They will help you, okay? So please, I want you to do it every day. So while you are reflecting on these things, I want you to do together with prayer. Thank you guys so much for joining this wonderful session. I believe it's impactful for you.
Thank you for listening. Please do follow us on our social media handles on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok at Transformers Global LC, on Twitter X at TGlobalLC.